For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas. As an uncertain deadline for the census looms, organizers and Get Out the Count workers are rushing to get as many people counted as possible. Just off the interstate in Crow Agency, workers wearing masks and carrying clipboards help drivers fill out census forms. To socially distance, one worker speaking in Apsalika, the Crow language, explains the form through the passenger side window. Today they're offering cold Pepsis and Visa gift cards to those who stop as an incentive for citizens to learn about the census and get their family counted.
We're saying, hey, this is why it's important. Do you see our roads? We have these strategically placed potholes. We need those fixed.
That's Lori Kindness, a regional organizer for Western Native Voice, a nonprofit partnering with the state's Complete Count Committee.
Do you see our schools? They need their computers and their books paid for. This is part of how it gets funded.
Kindness says these drive-through events are a way of getting more people counted while staying safe. On the wall of the laundromat behind her, Ben Pease, an Indigenous creative, is painting a mural of historical and contemporary figures from the region to inspire his community to complete the census.
The census is an expression of our sovereignty if we take the initiative to fill it out, because we see that it has far-reaching effects into our economy and our infrastructure and our health care and everything. It has fingers everywhere.
Pease collaborated with local youth artists to create Census 2020 signs that are now placed throughout the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations and other parts of the state. These efforts continue despite national uncertainty of when the census deadline will be enforced. Kindness says this isn't stopping her work right now.
Now it sounds like things are shaky and in the air, but what my guidance was to just keep on driving with the mission. It's work that's not done in vain.
Kindness and other counters are working under three possible deadlines: an October 31st deadline set by a federal judge last week, an October 5th target date set by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce Monday, and the Census Bureau's deadline of today. Today, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the Census Bureau's request to end the count by early October. Emily Ritter Saunders with the Montana Department of Commerce says right now the state is working under the October 31st deadline.
The state is going to continue to do everything it can right up through the finish line to make sure Montanans know that they can still respond to the census. However, Montanans should know that they should respond to the census right now. Do it today. Don't put it off any longer. Don't wait.
Following the judge's extension Friday, Governor Steve Bullock diverted more federal coronavirus relief funds for census outreach, for a total of more than $650,000. Ritter Saunders says when the Bureau shut down field operations from March until May, it put Montana behind in getting counted.
Montana is currently among the bottom of states. 59.9% of Montanans have self-responded. That means someone has actively filled out the form on their own. The national average for self-response is 66.5%.
She says the census is critically important.
The census is incredibly important to Montana, and it doesn't just matter today, but it matters for the next decade. The state receives more than $2 billion every year from the federal government based on census data.
The Census Bureau did not respond to requests for comment in time for broadcast. In Crow Agency, I'm Caitlin Nicholas for Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America.